My guest at this time is New Jersey Congressman Bill Pascrell. He's a Democrat representing the Garden State's 9th Congressional District. He joins me now to discuss the fall of Aleppo and the alliance of Syria, Iran, and Russia that made it happen. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Very good to be with you.
The civil war there is not over, but the rebels' stronghold has effectively fallen, and now reports of government troops killing civilians, including women and children, are emerging. There's obviously been a massive human toll of about 500,000 lives, and that's just those killed, those displaced, is on top of that. What do you suspect is next there?
Well, I mean, there's a huge humanitarian problem there of the people who remain in Aleppo and the surrounding areas. And obviously, aid has not been able to get to them. Food has not been able to get to them because of the cabal that exists between the Russians and the Syrian government. And I might add the duly elected Syrian government. That doesn't make it right or doesn't make it wrong. Just the fact of the matter is that Assad has butchered his own people. He chooses to continue to do this. He wants to bring the people and anybody who joins them, such as the rebels, to their knees. And while that's happening, the innocent people are dying. And obviously something should be done. And I made recommendations of strengthening our sanctions against Russia and certainly cutting off as much as we can without hurting the population at large. They've been hurt enough, and enough of them have been killed, and there's enough refugees out there that have been displaced, not only throughout Syria, but obviously beyond its borders, and it's placed a tremendous strain on the rest of the region.
The U.S. role in Syria, of course, has been one of great debate. We had the red line over the use of chemical weapons. It was crossed, and Congress was beginning to debate whether to approve military action requested by the president when the U.S. and Russia then struck the deal by which Assad would get rid of his chemical weapons. Hailed at the time, of course, although it appears he has certainly used chemical weapons since those weapons were allegedly taken out of his possession. So many different conflicts here in terms of who we can trust, who the good rebels are, if there are good rebels. What could the U.S. have done differently, if it should have done anything differently?
Well, I think that the president was correct in trying to avoid an all-out conflict here and preserving American lives. At the same time, we've had a creeping dictatorship here throughout the country by Mr. Assad, who now has the aid of the Russians. I think something could have been done about that. I think further sanctions should have been used. I mean, we're dealing with a Russian government here that has suffocated any dissent in its own country. How many journalists have been imprisoned? How many journalists have been thrown the heck out that are now in the United States? And listen to their stories. I mean, we're going from the frying pan into the fire. And Russia, of course, has its tentacles all over the place right now. We don't want to risk outright war with the Russians. That is not what we seek, and I'm sure that's not what they seek with us. But I think if we put economic sanctions on the Russians, it's worked before, it could work again. And I would say it's not too late to do that. But right now, the immediate problem is to bring aid to those people who need it. There's no water, there's no food. And obviously, if you watch the pictures, there's very little shelter.
How do we make it so that the aid gets there? Russia's a member of the Permanent Five on the Security Council. They could block anything at the UN that we tried to move forward. So how do we get them to at least cooperate to get that kind of aid in there?
Well, I think our sanctions should mean something. I really do, Greg. I think if the sanctions don't mean anything, they're just word and threats, then obviously Russia is going to look at this and smile. We cannot trust the Russians. We can't trust the Russians now, and we're not going to be able to trust them after January the 20th. Anybody who's foolish enough to think that we can do this is simply going to bring more misery onto the Syrian people. And they don't deserve this. They don't deserve this. Aleppo is a beautiful, thriving city, and now look at it. And you're right. When you said before, how do you judge who the rebels are that are with us and who the rebels are that are not or out for their own? That's a very difficult enterprise. But 4 years ago, we did know that there were a certain amount of rebels who exactly had the same objective as we had, and that is to overthrow the Assad government. We put that aside right now and allowed Assad to get stronger. So the sanctions have not, the sanctions need to be put in place. They worked with Iran. They could work with other countries.
Let's get a little more specific. You said they've worked before. What specifically should be in these sanctions?
I think that we should have strong economic embargoes about, on these countries that are bringing havoc to the rest of the rest of their particular region. You know, now we got the Turks involved. They're going to be making their own deals in order to put their thumb in the eye of the Kurds. Pretty soon you're going to have an alliance between the Russians, the Kurds, the Russians, the Turks, the Iranians, and the Syrians. And I see that developing there right now. I mean, the Turks got their own problems eternally, and he's going to take it out on American foreign policy. There's no two ways about it.
Let's move on to the incoming administration now. Obviously, President-elect Trump is believed by some to be too cozy with Moscow. Others believe it's benign, but certainly not confrontational at this point. What do you expect from him, and what do you hope he does?
Well, I don't know what to expect from him. I mean, does anybody know what to expect from him? I mean, whether it was the campaign or whether it was after the campaign, you don't even know what he's going to say or what direction he's going to go in. I don't think it's healthy for the region, I'll tell you that. His tentacles down there do not bode well for the region itself. So while we are fighting ISIS and giving all we can in order to fight the extreme jihadists, we need to recognize at the same time that Russia will simply go with the flow. Whatever suits their purpose and their end. They don't want these countries to turn to the West. They want these countries to turn to Russia. So we're between that rock and the rock of not getting involved where American lives are going to be lost. Not a difficult, not an easy question to resolve, whether it's Obama or Trump.
Whether it's Syria, whether it's Ukraine, whether it's cyber attacks, how emboldened do you think Russia is right now?
Well, the Russians should be very emboldened. We have a president elected didn't even know that they were in Crimea or took Crimea. I mean, you got to know something. I don't think Mr. Trump is an ignorant man. I think he's a smart guy, but he is totally oblivious as to what's going on. Maybe he should read a little bit more.
Well, we'll see what team he fully assembles around himself, and we'll see what policies he pursues a little over a month from now.
Let's pray for these Syrian people. Though. This is they're about to be wiped out and totem. So either they've left the country and gone some other place, or they're being killed in their own country. Not a good picture for a very proud nation that has a beautiful history.
And that is certainly the picture we should probably leave with our listeners, is the human suffering that exists there and will for some time. Congressman,
right.
Thank you very much for being with us.
Nice talking to you.
Thank you, sir. New Jersey Democratic Congressman Bill Pascrell represents his state's 9th Congressional District. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.